Yeah, I was playing well in the practice room. I was struggling a little bit earlier on, but I wasn't too worried. It was early days, but before I went up there, I was smashing everything in the practice room. I was hitting 180s for fun, and I felt really good when I went up there.
6 180s in the match itself, an average of 97. And it's also worth noting you never actually trailed him at all as well, so perhaps that was the key tonight, just to keep him behind you, if you like, and keep him in your sights.
That's right. Last time I let him get a good lead on me, and I know what Michael's like when he gets in front. He relaxes and lets him go, and I thought tonight I'm not going to give him the chance to do that. I'm going to try and get in front of him and keep him in front. I did catch him up last in the last one we played in. He won the first set, session 5-1, 4-1 I think it was, but I had darts to make it 5 each in the second session and didn't do it, and he went 6-4 up. And I know what he's like when he's in front, so my aim was to keep in front of him tonight.
Well, it's the biggest success, the biggest or most notable win of the week so far here at the Cash Converters Players Championship. You've beaten the world number one. This must give you an awful amount of confidence for the rest of the weekend, for Sunday, of course, quarterfinals and beyond, who knows?
Oh, definitely, yeah, beating Michael, I mean, it's brilliant, and Phil, when I beat Phil, it's a brilliant feeling. But the next game's just as hard. It doesn't matter who you're playing, the next game's just as hard. So I've just got to keep that concentration like I did tonight and do it again tomorrow.
Well, the next game is against Wes Newton, a man you know well, of course, a game you're probably looking forward to quite a lot. A simpler task on paper, but not in reality.
No, definitely not. Wes is not an easy person to beat. I can't remember the last time I played Wes, to be honest. It's quite a while ago, I think, but yeah, I'm looking forward to it.